Good morning there, brothers and sisters. Hey, Mark here, and time again for Coffee Break with Christ. How quickly they forget. Mark 8, verse 16 to 17 states, they began to discuss with one another the fact that they had no bread. So picture this. A group of friends had just left a large gathering of people, 5,000 to be exact, setting sail on the Sea of Galilee when they realized they had no bread. This was no small matter, as the journey could be lengthy and potentially difficult, but the story doesn't stop there. At the large gathering they had just left, Jesus had been teaching and preaching to the crowd when those 5,000 people became hungry. So Jesus took 7 loaves of bread and a few fish that were available and multiplied it such that everyone in the hillside was fed. There were even 7 baskets full of leftovers. It was an incredible miracle, above duplication of the feeding of the 5,000 men and their families. And now this group of men, in their haste to leave, had forgotten to bring any provision for the journey. The irony of the scene is that Jesus, who had just miraculously fed a crowd of 5,000 only minutes before, is sitting in that very boat listening to their concerns. He had to be shaking his head in disbelief. In fact, Jesus responds to those close friends, his disciples, "Do you not yet see or understand? Do you have a hardened heart?" See, you and I could be so similar to those disciples in that boat. How often have we experienced some miraculous circumstances, whether we credit Jesus or not, only to turn right around and whine about some other area of our lives? We so quickly forget the blessings we've experienced and allow doubt and fear to dominate our current situation, rather than resting in the fact that Jesus is right there in the boat of life with us. Jesus has already proven himself trustworthy, to be found when we truly seek him, and to never leave us or forsake us. Jesus is the bread of life, completely satisfying and sufficient, if we can only rest and trust in that fact. So if you're struggling to trust Jesus, I want to encourage you that Jesus is who he says he is, but he doesn't force us to trust him. He allows that decision to be a deliberate act of our own free will. So will you take your eyes off your problems in your life and look to Jesus? See him, get to know him, soften your heart to his presence, because he's right there with you in the boat. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, here's hoping that all have a most awesome, blessed, and faithful day. And always remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so very strong in your heart. Amen.